Today is May 11th, 1993, and I'm interviewing Virginia Covers Up on the subject of hand game. When did you first learn of the hand game?
Well, okay. When I first learned about the hand game is when my dad was playing, and he told me that this man, we used to live in Wild, and this man, he always takes him to the hand game, and he'd let him sit by him, and, you know, he just kind of teach him how to play, to guess, because that's what he does. And that's how he learned from there. And then he started playing afterwards. Then I know about it. But I never played it. My dad, he's always playing hand game all the time, you know. So I kind of know that because they always invite other districts, you know. And then they'll have, they invite their friends or whoever, they invite them for dinner, and then afterwards they go to the hand game, and then they'll have a giveaway for their friends, you know. They always have a friends in each district, and they give them something. And then that's when they start playing, and then I guess my dad was really good guessing, you know. Everybody would think that he's got medicine for that, you know, because they always, they have to have their own guessing. They buy it from somebody, I guess, who owns it, but he never does that because he doesn't believe in medicine or anything like that, so he just played himself, and he was really good at that time. He can guess all four of them right away, you know. And people, I know that people would always talk about him. Wherever we go, they always tease us about my dad, you know. Oh, he's good at guessing, you know. And then when I know how to play, but because my dad always tells me, and I know how to play, but I never really been into it until at the tournament time. When they started that tournament, that's when I started playing.
How often did they have the hand games before the tournament started?
They always have it during the winter, you know, on weekends. Mm. So, like, it's just like a seasonal thing. They have it in the winter, and then, like, when they have an arrow tournament after that, they'll have it too. But they don't do that anymore. When they play mm-hmm. arrow tournament, they don't play a hand game anymore. I guess that's because they have tournament or something. And anyway, he tells me that a woman, when he's guessing, he can tell the men from their eyes, you know. And he said, the woman, he said, I can tell them when I look at them, the way they put their heads. Like if they put their head to the right, that's where I go, and it's there. Guess it right, and that's why I always put my head down when I play, and the way they move their hands too, and So that's why I put my hands together like this, you know. And then when they have, my mom would tell me that when they started playing, to put out our hands like this to ask for it, you know.
Ask for the medicine?
No.
Or for the bones?
For the bones. And then when they go like this, mm-hmm. to them, waving at them, it's like they can't guess, you know. And then the rattles, they just started when they have this tournament, mm-hmm. and the outfits too. I remember that first time the tournament was on, nobody dressed alike. They never dressed up, you know. That first time, only Viola did. They didn't dress Indian, but they dressed like Calvin Barak was there, so he told all the women to wear, this was the junior, so to wear white shirt and black skirt or black pants with a red vest. So they were all alike, and that was the first time to look alike, I mean for the outfit, the same thing. That was the first time, and that was Viola. And then the next year the next one for the seniors, he had them wear Indian dress. It doesn't have to be the same thing, but just wore Indian outfit, you know, and not really dressed up.
Mm-hmm.
So then the next time everybody was doing it, but then the next time he told us to wear the same material and the same design on our shelves. And that's when it all started.
I had a question, I forgot.
That's when it says look down. I don't know if the game is important, but it's still an old game for the crows, you know. They have this hand game all winter, and then in the spring they have arrow tournaments, and then in the summer they dance powwows all over, and it's just, you know, something to do, I guess. You know, it surprises me when other tribes are not like that. Mm-hmm. They don't have anything going. Like if there, some Indians are rodeo people, and that's when they start that, but not the way these crows do.
Did you make your kids play hand game, or did you just let them if they wanted to?
If they want to, yeah.
And did you start him at an early age?
Yeah, Jordale is playing now, and he's only 4 or 5.
And do they learn by watching the other people?
Yeah.
And then you tell them stuff they can do too?
Mm-hmm. Like when they play, they invite some other district over, and then we'd be there, and he watch them, then he'll do what they do, you know. And he really likes to sing too, so I let him sing.
Do you think it's important for the Crow people to keep these games going as part of our history?
Yeah, I think it's good for the Crows and for the kids too. They like it.
On the clothing, when they started dressing alike, do they only the women sew the costumes? Or do the men pay somebody to make theirs, if they don't have a wife or something?
Yeah, they always have find someone to make their shirts if they want them to look just like, I mean, the color, I mean, you know, the material, same color with the woman's. They'll have to have it made.